are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And the Thursday edition, there we go, of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at Vistacare, Lee Real Estate, and Audiology Associates. And a busy morning this morning. First, we're going to chat with Jen Uecker. Jen, we've got a fun thing coming up. Sweet Miracles Day is not too far away.
Yes, yes, you're absolutely right. Dairy Queen's Miracle Treat Day is coming up at the end of this month, October 28th. We are gearing up, getting our pre-order letter out, all the flavors available. We are getting ready to blow our last year's number of blizzards sold out of the water. We donate $1 or more for every blizzard and every blizzard coupon sold to Children's Miracle Network that stays 100% right here in South Dakota at Samford Children's Hospital.
Yeah, and that's a wonderful thing to be a part of. I mean, you can, like you said, pre-order. You come the day of, and I hear there's certificates that you can get as well.
Yes. So, of course, you know, so we'll start at the beginning. Our first year here, 4 years ago, our first Miracle Treat Day, we really had no idea what to expect within the community. And we set a goal of 5,000, and we thought, we have no idea. Well, I tell you what, the city of Pierre and Fort Pierre are absolutely amazing, and we blew that goal out of the water, even with an hour and a half power outage in the middle of the afternoon.
Oh, wow.
It was incredible. And then, of course, the year after that, we raised our goal, and this community never disappoints, and we beat that goal. Last year, corporate Dairy Queen decided not to have Miracle Treat Day just in the COVID environment. They didn't want to add any extra events that were trying to bring people together, you know, and move what was going on. Well, South Dakota came together, all the Dairy Queens, and said, nope, our kids in these communities, they need us. They count on these thousands of dollars that we raised. So South Dakota held our own event last year, South Dakota Sweet Miracles, and we hit $7,020 or 20 blizzards sold.
Wow.
In, yes, for that event. So this year we're gearing up to, you know, try and beat that. So there's lots of ways that you can do it. You can come to the store on Miracle Treat Day, October 28th. You can pre-order your blizzards for either pickup or delivery. I've got three groups that'll be out delivering pre-orders to your home or office throughout that day. Or you can pre-order your blizzards and just come pick them up that day. Or we have, like you were mentioning, blizzard coupons. Now, those coupons count just the same in our tally as blizzards sold for Miracle Treat Day, but you can use them anytime, forever. They never expire. We have businesses that support us so greatly, and they order them by the hundreds and then treat their staff to blizzards all year long, just random Thursday blizzards, and it's fantastic. You know, what a great way to treat your staff. What a great way to support our cause and support these kids who desperately need the medical care in our communities.
Absolutely. It is a great way to support the kids. So I'll keep that date in mind. The 28th is the Sweet Miracles Day. And do you have a goal set for this year?
You know, this year is tough. It's in the fall this year. It's not a hot 90-degree summer day. It's a school day. We really have no idea what to expect other than we know that our community just rallies for great causes like this. So last year we were at 7,020. Let's go 7,200 this year. 7,200. Hey, that's going to be the goal.
There you go. That works. We love our kids. We love our ice cream no matter what time of year. So yeah, everybody come on out and get some blizzards, or like you said, get them ahead of time and pre-order ahead of time and you'll be good to go.
Yes. All the information on how to do all those things came out on our Facebook page yesterday. How to pre-order, how to buy the coupons, the date of the events, all of that is out on our Facebook page. So please visit that and, yeah, get your blizzards.
Sounds good. Well, thank you, Jen. I know we'll chat again and remind people so they don't forget.
That's right. Thank you so much.
You bet. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And there we are, October 28th, Sweet Miracles Day. Don't forget to get those blizzards and, yeah, treat the family, maybe treat the office. That would be a great thing to do. Continuing on here on the Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, of course, time to chat with our good friend, Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
And how are you today?
I am good. I'm kind of chilly. I wish I'd worn gloves on my little drive over here.
It is a little cool out, and then you get the wind on top of it. We are in fall.
Definitely in fall. Definitely. I saw a description the other day. This is our first fall. And then it will we'll have some warm up and, you know, a little more fall, maybe and then we'll have a winter and then another fall and then a winter and a spring and a winter and another spring. So that's kind of South Dakota, isn't it?
Yeah, Mother Nature likes to mess with us a little bit.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
So
comfortable?
Yeah, how are things in Fort Pierre?
Well, we're doing very well. Our activities obviously have slowed down. Our rodeo season is over, and our first Thursday's events are over. We had a wonderful last event last week with a movie, and it went well. And so just looking forward to starting it up next year and doing some more fun things in the park. And so it really worked well. You know, we tried really, really hard to have our events downtown because we wanted to benefit the downtown businesses.
Right.
Asphalt, when it's 103, is not real inviting. And so
No. So
the green grass and the shade were much more welcoming and you know, you can still walk across the beautiful bridge and visit the people downtown. So,
exactly.
So we hope that works for everyone because it seemed we got a lot more people to participate.
And, yeah, I think that was a really great venue for what it, you know, First Thursday is all about. It really worked well.
It was. And always having the organizers always have a meal that will benefit some organization and be a nice way to spend the evening in the park. There will always be beverages provided by the American Legion. There will always be children's events. There will always be live music. And so now we've added movies to the venue. So fun times.
Yeah, it really is a great event for everyone in the area. So if anybody missed out this year, well, look forward to next year and definitely get out and enjoy it.
Exactly. We would like to add more vendors. Mm-hmm. And there has been a request for that. So if anyone has some items they'd like to get out and sell to the public, it's a great opportunity to do it. And it's just once a month. So,
right.
So it's not a deal breaker for anybody.
Absolutely. And the mural is coming along great.
Oh, it is. I hope the weather holds so that Jill can continue to work on it. We need to thank some people. The Fredericks, who owned the paint store, volunteered to do the priming. And so that was a lot of work.
Yes.
You know, you're covering a 40-foot by 90-foot area. And they primed it and then put the first coat of paint on for Jill. And so we want to thank them for that. Also, Quality Construction is loaning Jill their lift. And so that makes her work a whole lot easier.
Yes,
indeed.
She
doesn't have to mess with ladders and scaffolding. So
right.
A lot of people have gotten involved and gotten behind that project. And so, yeah, it's fun to watch it progress.
Yeah, it's looking good. I can't wait to see the finished project. And I love watching the updates because she's been updating on Instagram as well. So
she has.
There's been some updates along the way.
Oh, I'm going to have to watch that.
Yeah, really, really good stuff.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's fascinating. She's a great artist, and we're lucky to have her in our area.
Definitely. Anything else you want to mention this morning?
Well, I should mention that we have moved the recycle bins, and people will have trouble finding them if they aren't aware of that.
Okay.
So they have been moved to 407 Buffalo Road. Now, if you try to find that on your GPS, you're not going to be able to find it.
Oh, no.
because 407 Buffalo Road is a storage building, and it's one that the city rents for extra storage. And so right out in front of it on Buffalo Road, and Buffalo Road is between Sail Barn Road and Waldron Street.
Okay.
So as you turn off from the high, if you're coming on 14, if you turn off on the highway on Sail Barn Road, it will be the first street you come to, and that's Buffalo Road. And it's also right across the street from Wind Circle. And the bins are out there in plain sight. And our maintenance guys have put a layer of crushed rock, so you're not going to be driving in mud. And it's I think it'll be a nice, convenient place for it.
Well, excellent. So, yeah, just remember, don't GPS it.
Don't GPS it. It won't take you anywhere, I don't think.
Yeah.
But yes, Buffalo Road between Sail Barn Road and Waldron.
All right.
So that's where that is. And then the other thing that need to remind people is that boats and campers need to be off the street by November 15th. Got a little time, but make sure you find a storage spot for it, because I don't want you to get a ticket.
Right. Now, you can start making plans. You got a little over a month here, and
right.
That way you'll be good to go when November 15th hits.
November 15th. That's right.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us this morning, as always.
Thank you for having me.
Keep warm.
We will, and it's going to get nicer, I think, by the weekend. So.
Yes, we're going to hit 70, so I'm ready for that. All right, we'll see you next week, Mayor.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us on this morning's edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by VistaCare, Lee Real Estate, and Audiology Associates.